91X News.
Good afternoon. It's 21 degrees and a mix of sun and clouds at noon. From the QNAT newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan McClelland. The first public school board meeting of the school year happened last night for Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board. Reporter Leah Den Hartog talked with Director of Education Mandy Savory Whiteway after the events about human trafficking in Belleville.
Members of the Hastings Prince Edward District School Board has received training in recognizing human trafficking as a proactive approach to the issue. No members within the board have been the victim of human trafficking. The training is in place to start the conversation about what would happen if this were to occur.
Our trustees have identified that they are interested in ensuring that we are taking some steps towards understanding better what this means in our communities. And then, of course, supporting our families and our students with this very serious topic. Right now, it's just about heightened awareness and understanding that it's a serious issue that everyone in the community should be concerned about, but certainly as school boards, safety for our students is always our number one priority.
OPP have trained members in the board on how to support students in the event of a human trafficking incident. Leah Den Hartog, QNET News, Belleville.
Students and faculty have been feeling the heat this week, and the Elementary Teachers Foundation of Ontario is speaking out. They state that the extreme weather the province has been facing is negatively affecting students' learning and could cause health issues. They've asked that the province install air conditioning systems or set up cooling stations, along with creating a heat stress plan that includes a maximum indoor temperature limit. If said limit is reached, they want action to be taken, which includes canceling school if needed. The controversy around the federal government's proposed small business tax changes continues. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a statement Monday in its defense.
We are now looking at ways to ensure that any movements we make on the tax code will indeed make sure that people are paying their fair share of taxes and do not stifle investment growth, particularly when it comes to startups and small businesses. Okay.
The government will be considering the proposals until October 2nd. It is unlikely that we will know the government's decision until after Thanksgiving. Energy drinks might not be such a good thing for kids, according to the Canadian Pediatric Society, Don Kelly reports.
Dr. Catherine Pound says caffeinated energy drinks can pose serious health risks and that the side effects include difficulty sleeping, increased anxiety, heart rhythm abnormalities, vomiting, diarrhea, and in rare cases, death. The society says a lot of people believe sports drinks are essential as part of rehydration, but doctors have found water is ideal. Co-author Becky Blair says she'd like to see legislation to prevent marketing of caffeinated energy drinks to children and adolescents. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The Yardman Arena was among the many topics at Belleville Council meeting today, Monday night. Mark Fleur from the City of Belleville said that the Yardman Arena expansion and renovation is almost complete. The full project is expected to cost $20.5 million, and according to Fleur, is on time and on budget. The Belleville Senators' first home game is November 1st against Syracuse. Steve Bates of the Northumberland OPP has stated they have found Joshua Waters, who has been missing since September 15th. He was located in Campbellford and is in good health. Only 5% of Puerto Rico has electricity, as their governor warns they may have a humanitarian crisis after the devastation of Hurricane Maria. Eva Pilgrim reports.
The 3.4 million U.S. citizens who live here are sweltering in heat without basic supplies, water and fuel lines hours long. Communication improving in San Juan, but outside of here, no cell phone signal. The governor says he, like many, couldn't get in touch with his own parents for a couple of days after Maria, having to wait anxiously for word they are okay. One of the major issues, finding drivers to deliver the supplies they've received. The governor saying this recovery is a marathon.
U.S. President Donald Trump faced backlash after he tweeted about the situation, stating that Puerto Rico's debt to Wall Street and banks must be dealt with. The standoff between the U.S. and North Korea continues. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis made a statement urging for a diplomatic solution in India.
We maintain the capability to deter North Korea's most dangerous threats, but also to back up our diplomats in a manner that keeps this as long as possible in the diplomatic realm.
Mattis' comments come between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. The Russian military has launched military drills involving intercontinental ballistic missiles in Siberia. Their defense minister said Tuesday the maneuvers involved the Yaris missile launchers along with support vehicles. It is said that 4,000 troops will be involved. The most advanced nuclear-tipped missile in the Russian military arsenal is mounted on a heavy truck, making it more difficult for the enemy to spot and destroy it. The ministry said the exercise will involve the missile's deployment and feature actions to protect them from enemy scouts and precision strikes. The drills come a week after Russia and Belarus wrapped up their massive week-long war games. That caused jitters among some NATO countries, including Poland and the Baltics. The Russian military has intensified its combat training amid tensions with NATO over Ukraine. That's QNET News on 91X. The time is 2:12:06. Sports is next.
Having a job is great. Having a career, though, now that's getting paid to do what you love. It's more than just paying the bills. It's a building block for your future. The cities of Belleville and Quinte West can help you build that future with the Quinte Region Career and Training Fair, Wednesday, October 4th from 10 till 6 at the Quinte Sports and Wellness Center. Meet employers, apply for positions, and get tips on how to start building your career.
Sponsored in part by Career Edge, Meta Employment Services, and Loyalist Community Employment Services. Go to quintecareerfair.ca for more info.
QNET Sports. The Coburg Cougars defeated the North York Rangers 3-1 in a home game at the Coburg Community Center. In other sports, President Donald Trump is slamming the NFL on Twitter again. Trump says ratings for the NFL football are way down, except before game starts when people tune in to see whether or not our country will be disrespected. He says that booing at the Monday night game in Glendale, Arizona, when the Dallas Cowboys dropped to their knees before the national anthem was the loudest he's ever heard. Despite that, the Dallas Cowboys were able to shake off their dreadful Week 2 loss at Denver by pulling away in the fourth quarter last night in Arizona. The Cardinals dominated the first half statistically, but were deadlocked with Cowboys at the half. Dak Prescott hit Bruce Butler for a 37-yard touchdown with 11:52 remaining to break a 14-all tie for a 28-17 win. Four U.S. college basketball coaches are among those facing federal charges in a wide probe of fraud and corruption in the NCAA. They were among 10 people charged in Manhattan federal court. Authorities say the FBI has been investigating the criminal influence of money on coaches and student athletes who participate in U.S. college basketball. The Chicago Cubs secure the National League Central Division title with another win in St. Louis. The defending World Series champs beat the Cardinals 10-2 last night. The play of the game may have been Anderson Russell's flood run, diving into the stands for a foul ball. The shortstop sent a fan's tray nachos flying all over the field, but he made good a few innings later, emerging from the dugout with a fresh plate of nachos and delivered it to the fan. The Boston Red Sox have a playoff spot assured, but their postseason prospects took another couple of dings last night. The Toronto Blue Jays ended the Red Sox winning streak at 6, but the two key players left the game early. Edward Nunez aggravated a right knee injury that sidelined him for 13 games, and Mookie Betts came out with pain in his left wrist. The series continues tonight. The Jays have been eliminated from the playoff contention. The NHL preseason also continues tonight with 5 games from the Rangers at Philadelphia, St. Louis at Columbus, Tampa Bay at Florida, Minnesota at Dallas, and Los Angeles at Vegas. The regular season kicks off next week. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. All right, and now the weather. Forecast for Belleville. This afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds, high of 30. Tonight, the clouds will move in as we reach a low of 18. Wednesday, sunny, high of 26. It's 12:11. QNET News on the air. It's 12:11, 21 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News on 91X next at 1:00.